This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses. All right. Come on now. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy. Ooh. What I said was perfect and spot-on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you. I'm going to rock the nation.
Rock the nation. Genuine. Accountable. Wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
And good morning to everyone across the great state of Michigan. Hey, it's Friday morning here. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve, and glad to be here to close out the week. Steve back Monday, but happy to be alongside for the next 3 hours or so today. Joined at hour number one. I'm going to have to get a clarification on the pronunciation, otherwise I'll mangle this, so I'm going to give it my best try. Ashkin Kazarian. I may have gotten that right. Director of Civil Liberties at Tech Freedom. That's hour one. Hour two, an old buddy, James Carafato from the Heritage Foundation, will join us, talk about national security, foreign policy, Hong Kong. Michael Munger, really interesting piece that I saw earlier in this week. That's Carafato. Munger's piece is, for most things, recycling harms the environment. He's a professor of economics at Duke University and a senior fellow at the American Institute for Economic Research. Talk to him about that. David Thomas Roberts in hour two. Then in hour three, Emily Taylor, gun rights attorney based in Texas. Richard Ebeling from Citadel, where he is a professor of ethics and free enterprise leadership. He's got a new book, For a New Liberalism, and not like the left. We're talking classical liberalism here with Richard Ebeling. That's all coming up on the old program today, in addition to a whole bunch of stuff. It's my final day. It's a two-day fill-in here. And as you well know by this point, when I fill in for Steve, that I have so much ready to go, so much prepped, that I'm over-prepared, so I have to try to clear out the archives here today before Steve comes back on Monday. So a whole lot of things to chat about today on the show. If you don't know who I am, well, hi. I'm here in Hillsdale, Michigan, where I am the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College, WRFH. Got about 50 or so students who were taking part last year in the program, and look to have, I would imagine, the same amount this year as the students come back this weekend, in fact, and classes start next Wednesday here on the Hillsdale College campus. I also teach journalism here. You can catch the official Hillsdale College podcast and a weekend radio show. The radio show's on many of these fine radio stations that you're listening to right now. The podcast also available called the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, all the places you would normally find great podcasts. Each Friday is a new episode. Each weekend is a new episode. So a new one up today. Talk with John Grant from here at Hillsdale about Christianity and politics. Derek Muller, a Hillsdale alum, now a Pepperdine University professor of law. We heard a bit about that yesterday. Ben Beyer from the education department here at Hillsdale about the Trivium. If you don't know what that is, well, tune in. And Judge Beth Walker, who's another Hillsdale alum. She's the Chief Justice of the West Virginia Supreme Court of Appeals. We talked to her about her job and about the opioid crisis affecting her state on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour this week. Also host Political Beats at National Review, where we talk to people in and around the world of politics about their favorite music. Big summer full of bands, did the Beach Boys, the Rolling Stones, and now Elvis Costello. Part one out, part two is coming on Monday, so you can go ahead and subscribe. We don't talk any politics. It's a little escape. We talk about music and why it's so special, why it means so much. And that's also why, as you know, when I fill in here on the show, we dig into the world of music. Anniversaries, birthdays, number ones on this day, and try to share some of that passion with you. So that's all the stuff I do. You can find me all over the place, including on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Of course, at Steve Gruber Show and SteveGruber.com, SteveGruber.com, the website to find out more about the show, including podcasts and show excerpts just after things are all done. A brand new poll, saw it at the front page of USA. I shouldn't say that. I don't have the print version. I saw it on, you know, on the website. I don't know where it's located in the actual print version. Judging by the results, maybe it's buried on like page 14 somewhere. A new poll shows a majority of Americans oppose impeaching President Trump. Nearly 60% of those surveyed say that Trump should not be impeached and compelled to leave office. It does come in the same poll that Trump's approval rating is at 40%. Now, that's a little low, yeah, but it's not inconsistent with where it's been for most of the presidency. And so I'm not, you know, too terribly concerned about that. The fact that most people don't want him impeached, positive sign. Clear partisan divide, as you might imagine. 72% of Democrats believe the inquiry, an impeachment inquiry, would be a good idea. Just 8% of Republicans share that belief. And only 39% of independents say it would be a good idea. Of course, I believe, is it now a majority of House Democrats? I believe it is now a majority of House Democrats say they support impeachment. Of course, the important person in that equation, Nancy Pelosi, so far has resisted that push by House Democrats to begin a formal impeachment inquiry. Investigations continue. No House Republican backs impeachment. Justin Amash has of course, said he does, but then left the party. Only 20% of Americans think it is likely the Senate would vote to remove Trump from office if the House were to pass articles of impeachment. Now, that's far too high. With a Republican majority and Mitch McConnell leading the Senate, the chance that the Senate would vote to remove Donald Trump from office is minuscule, essentially unable to be measured. That 20% is far too high. Nearly one-third of Americans believe that a formal impeachment process without removing Trump from the Oval Office would strengthen his reelection bid. So about a third of people say if you go through the impeachment process in the House and the Senate does not vote to convict and remove him from office, that actually would strengthen his reelection bid. Some would say that's a kind of a Bill Clinton effect, made him a little more popular. Would impeaching him rally the base and drag more Republicans along for the ride and perhaps make people more enthusiastic about voting for Donald Trump again in 2020? That's a political decision the Democrats have to make. 800 adults in the U.S. surveyed via telephone, margin of error plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. But again, you hear this drumbeat of impeachment coming largely from House Democrats more and more each day, some now even in swing districts saying, yeah, you know what, it's time to start impeachment proceedings. A seat that was won by Democrats in 2018 in far, far, far suburban Chicago, the 14th district, that Congresswoman Lauren Underwood coming out this week for impeachment, despite the fact that's kind of a district that could swing in 2020. So that's where we stand. The new poll, there's polls every day. This one says 59%, just about 60% say no to impeachment hearings. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. for a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike. Visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Thanks for